In the ESS days, development meant getting a whole bunch of really interesting, exciting scientists, educator-type people, maybe some teachers together, and saying, create. And people went off in 1,000 directions. And if it didn't work, you know, you just stopped that one and came back. The amount of money was much, much, much more, relatively, to develop ESS than it is now to do curriculum work. So you could afford to do that. This place, there were people just doing wild things, you know. I think we should try X, and off this little group went to try X. It operated as a more like a research lab, if you will, than it did in a curriculum, what we think of as a curriculum development. There were materials everywhere.